With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Barry Moser is a man who has given new meaning to the book as an art form. Moser's latest creation is a new edition of Robert Louis Stevenson's Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Moser designed this beautiful little book and illustrated it with a set of 12 wood engravings which capture the darkness and horror of the tale. Barry Moser says movie versions have distorted the story.
They're so bastardized, the film versions. I mean, they change things around so much.
Giving Dr. Jekyll a love interest, for example, while there are no women in the book. And Mr. Hyde is usually pictured as a monster, while he's really a dwarf.
That's another one of the things that filmmakers have missed the boat on. They have used the same actor to play both roles. It's not really a good idea, because the two people are two people. I mean, those are two distinctly different characters, both in physical stature and in emotion. Stature.
Further, Hyde is more than just the evil side of Dr. Jekyll.
Hyde is not so much Jekyll's parasitic twin, but he's his son. Henry Jekyll says at one point in his confession, the last chapter of the book, I had more than a father's interest in Hyde, yet Hyde had more of a son's indifference to me.
Dr. Jekyll sees his own hands as white, soft, and gentle, in contrast to those of Mr. Hyde.
He sees this hand bathed in yellow light laying out on the bedclothes with a dusky color and a knuckly and corded and covered in a swart of black hair. That's his first visual knowledge he has of Edward Hyde.
The University of Nebraska Press published a haunting new edition of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, designed and illustrated by the gifted artist Barry Moser. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Illustrator Barry Moser sees wood engraving as a craft rather than an art form, and yet his woodcut illustrations for a new edition of Stevenson's Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde capture the brooding intensity of the tale. Moser says a major problem for the wood engraver is finding the right, extremely hard block of wood on which to work.
It takes about 8 years to make a block. The best ones are made in Great Britain. There are very few good ones made in America.
The illustrator uses an engraving tool to etch the image into the wood, and Moser says if he makes a mistake, there's no going back.
Well, two things that make mistakes in wood engraving, a dull tool and a disturbed mind.
The wood engraver is actually working backward, making a mirror image that appears right when printed. Moser says when he first started working in the craft 20 years ago, he made plenty of mistakes, especially with letters.
Today, lo these many years later, it's so second nature, I don't even think about it.
When the woodcut illustration is finished, it's inked and printed on a press just like type. But Barry Moser insists that the art is found not in the illustrations alone.
If there's any art in the book, it's in the whole book. It's not in the individual images, and it's not in the engraving process or any of that sort of thing.
Barry Moser designed the new edition of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde from top to bottom. Readers may be startled to see how small the book is, about the size of a prayer book. And Moser's illustrations are exactly the size of the original woodcuts. This edition of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde also includes an introduction by Joyce Carol Oates, published by the University of Nebraska Press. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Barry Moser has sold the printing press on which he created a number of beautiful limited edition books that feature his own woodcut illustrations, but many of his Penny Royal Press editions are still available.
Through the Looking Glass and What Alice Found There, The Wizard of Oz, Huckleberry Finn, and Frankenstein.
These are big books, 14 by 17 inches, and cost from $1,000 to $1,500 each.
The illustrations are printed from the original wood blocks, all letterpress printing, hand typography, and papers that were specially made for my press and that sort of thing. So they're books done in the really fine way, books as objects of art.
Moser's are handmade books and reflect his own ideas about what a book should be. For example, the margins are wide and one's fingers will never cover the type.
I can, in very subtle ways, as a designer, to cause you to read the book slower or faster by what typeface I choose to use, by how much leading I put between the lines, what kind of word spacing I'm using.
Barry Moser's latest creation is a new edition of Stevenson's Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, published by the University of Nebraska Press. It includes 12 haunting woodcut illustrations by Moser, which complement the text rather than overwhelming it.
My images, almost down the line, are always solitary figures. Sometimes there'll be two or three figures. Occasionally there'll be a figure in landscape.
Barry Moser's edition of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde cost $15 and is a wonderful book to own or to give as a gift. And Moser's spectacular limited editions, which include Frankenstein, are available from the Penny Royal Press in Amherst, Massachusetts. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.